This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. Hey, everybody, Jason here. Welcome to part three. Unfortunately, the final part of the conversation with Greg Accardo from Louisiana State University's Professional Sales Institute. If you haven't caught part one and part two, shame on you. Go back and check those out. Amazing stuff. I have so many notes that I'm taking on my side because he's sharing so much stuff that's literally, and I just told him in between recording sessions, that's like shaping what I'm thinking, and it's just adding to what I know, and it's so amazing. So make sure to check those out. If you haven't caught his background, he's coming to his position here with Louisiana State, and he's been there for 9 years, but he's coming at it with over 25 years of sales and sales leadership experience, bringing that into the classroom, helping shape the future of salespeople that are going out there in the world. Greg, speaking of which, are you ready for part three and talking about the future of sales?
Let's go. I'm ready.
All right. So speaking of which, and funny enough, like we've already talked a lot about this in the first two segments. Normally I would say, hey, what do buyers want more of in the future? You already talked about it where, you know, they want to buy, they want value, like they want actually being helped and getting to a better place, and use the boat analogy on there. What do buyers want even from like salespeople in that part, but actually in processes and or the motions and tactics? Because you still have to get to them to have those conversations.
So, you know, speaking from an academic perspective and from a research institution, I'll tell you some of the things that we're looking at and some of the things that are being studied and researched here is, first of all, looking at the buying, the process itself. I know it sounds like a cliche, but buying process is important to a buyer because buyers want to have an easy buying process. Mm-hmm. They want it to be as easy as picking up their phone, opening the Amazon app, hitting a button, and having it delivered on their doorstep the next day. That's what you would consider a frictionless buying process. Mm-hmm. So let's take that buying experience from the Amazon app to go to your company, and you're a professional buyer for a company in a B2B environment. They really would like to have that same ability and that same buying process as they have their buying soap to be delivered to their house through Amazon. So I think it's incumbent upon sellers is what can they do to remove the friction from that process? How can they make that process for the buyers to easily and seamlessly become a customer, a repeat customer?
So on the inverse of that, what do they want less of when you think about sales in the future versus, let's say, even when you started in sales?
According to the research, and we mentioned this earlier, you know, buyers are telling researchers more and more, 80%, that they don't want to engage with a salesperson until they're ready to buy.
Hmm.
So salespeople, you know, first of all, you're going to accept that as a reality, and you're going to work on everything you can do to be more of that consultative to help them get to that point where they do need to speak to you. Or are you going to revert back to the old classic machine and just say, well, I just need to do more motions and more tactics? And that's going to have the reverse effect. They're going to be further and further away from you. So the challenge is not static. It's dynamic. Is that sellers have to be more knowledgeable about the buying process. Okay. Your buyers don't want to just be presented to with a blanket template presentation. It's got to be unique and it's got to be personalized to them.
And you mentioned that in the last part as well, where instead of that one size fits all, it's, you've got to understand the buyer, the buyer's journey, the buyer's preferences, what they want, and that every company might be different, every buyer might be different, and it might have changed over time. You had mentioned that before with, you know, even using a CRM and understanding a buyer's process, it could become outdated. And so how do you, like, thinking about the future of sales, as the buyers get more complicated and diverse because they want it customized and personalized for them, even like we spoke about in the first part, how do you, as a sales team, sales organization, a sales person, like handle all of that? How do you even know that what that buyer is going to want on their journey?
Yeah. And look, that's the challenge, is that you're going to have to do more due diligence, more digging, more research. I mean, hopefully that if you're fortunate enough, you've got a marketing team behind you who've done a lot of that back end work and creating content specifically for your customer base that you're going to be approaching. You need some business intelligence. There are several tools out there now. I'll name one that we use here in the program, XIQ. That helps, you know, our students, you know, dive into this world of understanding, doing personality-based marketing and understanding the personal buying preferences of your prospects before you pick the phone up. Because you can make that first best impression if you understand what their personality is like. And if you're doing that on a behavioral science method like DISC, and there's only, you know, so many different variables that you're going to use. But the business intelligence piece is a big challenge. Then if you take OpenAI, you bring that into the discussion. Now we're talking about an environment or a future that we really don't have a lot of answers for yet. However, I will predict this, that selling is still a personal business. It's still a people-to-people business. Even with the technology and as great as it is today and as seamless and the e-commerce point, people still want to, at a certain level, buy from people. It's the challenge is how can you customize that need to fit specifically for your individual buyers?
A few minutes ago, you talked about personalities and that tool XIQ. XIQ. So for people who might not be familiar with that tool and or that approach, what you're talking about is understanding someone's maybe base or general personality type, behavior type, and then what? Communicating them with that way, approaching them in a certain way, customizing your conversations. Like, how does that fit in?
So XIQ is one of the new AI startups. It's been around for a few years now, but it's basically artificial intelligence and behavioral science married together. And that you can, the AI in XIQ will go and research someone's digital footprint. They'll look at all their social media tracks and all their trails they've left, and it can do a DISC analysis. And the DISC analysis will have a probability measurement on it, where it's 80% confident that this is correct or 90%. And once it can analyze you based on your social media presence, it gives you kind of a blueprint on how you can sell to that person based on what XIQ, the AI engine, thinks that person's personality is based on DISC. So the back end of that is you can get a report that basically will give you tips and suggestions on how to communicate, how to email, how to build trust, and how to sell to that person. Now, that's just one tool. There's some others out there, but we teach our students how to leverage the technologies in XIQ when they're doing their sales projects and how they can get a little bit deeper insights into someone's personality and how that personality reflects on a preferred buying approach or selling approach based on would someone have a different personality.
Got it. Makes sense, right? And I think at the heart of this, what you're talking about and really getting away from the emotions and tactics numbers game that you mentioned in the last episode is personalizing it, customizing it to that person. And at the fundamental level, it's just remembering that everybody's different and everyone wants it the way they want it.
Yeah. Now you have Einstein, which is a part of Salesforce. So you have AI becoming more prevalent now within the sales tool universe. Okay. You have plugins and adaptions and integrations, right, that are all geared there for a reason. It's to give the sales rep some tools to get a little more analysis and insights on the preferences and personalities of their buyers, so that they don't have to go back to the world of just motions and tactics. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now they can move into the modern machine. Remember, your buyers are in the modern machine now. They've left the classic machine. Okay. You can sit in the classic machine, but it's going to become a lonely world for you at some point. You've got to move to the modern machine, and you have to sell to your buyers the way they want to be sold to.
So one of the things that you mentioned was this, especially the Gen Z, and I think a lot of people now, but you know, specifically Gen Z is the future of the buyers, but they're the most of the people probably making up your sales classes. Obviously born with technology, born with the internet versus us, where pre-internet and then with the internet, is all of these tools and technology and things like that might be easy for them to adopt and understand. However, where is that balance you're finding with what you just said, which it's still the people to the people to people, right? Where, you know, keeping them from relying just on technology, text messages, chatting, email, and, you know, still focusing on the people part of it.
Yeah. And that's a great point too. And in spite of all the great tools that we give them, you know, we provide for these projects and the class, we still make them role play. We still have B2B role plays. There's role play assignments where they have to come in present. And what we do is we record those role plays, give them copies of the recordings. They can watch themselves. We help coach them through that. So in spite of their skill that they're acquiring and using technology, they still need to learn how to present, how to present themselves, how to speak, how to be confident. Okay. And how to number one thing that's a challenge for sales faculty, and you can talk to any sales faculty in the United States, my colleagues, is teaching them how to listen. Okay. And not just hear people talking to them, but how to listen to what they're saying. And not listen with just the intent to respond, but listen with the intent on what's the next question I can ask based on what I'm hearing.
And so how do you do that? Like what's a strategy, or what have you found works better?
You have students, some are very good at this. Some, it takes a little more work, and some you have to give them a little more attention, a little more coaching, a little more mentoring, because they're all different. And each one of them comes from different backgrounds and you know, different experiences. And they, some come in who maybe work already outside of the university, and they used to deal with customers all the time, and they can speak and present. Others, maybe not so much experience, and we work with them, and we give them a lot of one-on-one attention, because in the end, when they're going to have to walk out of here, and usually their first sales job is presenting at a job interview. So we have to get them ready for that first. And, but yeah, it's not easy. Some is easy, some is not easy, but that's what we're paid to do. And hopefully we're successful in the end at doing that.
Is there any traits that help with that? Any, not just like personality types, but more of like traits that you instill in them? I'm just thinking of something that, you know, you're doing for them, or you're helping them embrace more of. Like, is it a confidence thing?
Two things. First of all, you have to build their confidence. Okay. Mm-hmm. Second thing is they have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. If they can do those two things, build confidence, get comfortable being uncomfortable, they should be able to take it from there and do a good job.
It makes sense. The biggest thing that I always talk to teams about and work with individuals on, especially when they're brand new in a sales role or brand new in sales in general, as I said, their effectiveness will come as soon as they stop having to think about what they're going to say next, and they can actually just listen to the other person. Once they're no longer in freak out, fight or flight mode, worried about the next strategy, the next tactic, the next line, the next question, when they can just listen for the sake of listening, then that's when it will all come together. So with the future of technology coming out there, is there anything that you're really excited about other than what you mentioned already that you're either out now or you're hoping will come out that would help salespeople, especially with the people to people portion?
So, I mean, you know, OpenAI is fascinating, a little scary, but it's fascinating. And I'm from a research perspective, I want to see where this goes in the world of sales. You know, obviously it will be one of the big tools for customer service. Okay. You're going to have a time when you're going to call in and get customer service and be speaking with a chatbot. You know, there's going to be some jobs that are going to go away, but there's going to be some new jobs that are created. But in the end, as long as sales remains a people business where people still want to buy from people, I don't see OpenAI being that big of a threat to sales careers. However, I will say this, that sales reps are going to have to learn how to use and leverage OpenAI as a tool to help them be better at what they do. So you can't fight it. You got to lean in, but you got to adopt it. And I'm telling my students now, get familiar with OpenAI. Understand it. Learn it. Where does it help you be better at what you do? Because you can't go into the business world today with just no experience, no hands-on knowledge, or anything to do with OpenAI, because you're going to be behind. But there are some threats out there to some careers because of it, and where it's going. But I do think that sales can be one of the careers that still is going to be in need, as long as the reps are comfortable with an OpenAI environment and using it as a tool.
Yeah. And I love that, especially tying it back to the people wanting to buy from people. I mean, if what you're selling can be replaced by AI selling it, then it's probably a commodity and an e-commerce thing that people can just go on an order and they don't need you. Mm-hmm. If they need you, it's because they're trying to make a complex decision or a personal decision or something that's unique for them, and they're trying to get that wisdom. So it makes sense. And embracing that technology, which it's not even a blanket thing, that younger generation is better with technology. Not everybody is. Not everyone is embracing it, but that's a great tip for everyone to just understand it, use it, know it, and then embrace that as a tool, again, not to replace the human side, the person side, the people side, right? It's still got to bring you, but have that as a tool. I love that. So that's it for this part. Love this conversation. So many things. Greg, thank you again for coming on the podcast and sharing all this. For people who want to find out more, again, they can connect with you, all the stuff that you're doing with the program, the competitions, everything that you're doing with research. They can find you on LinkedIn, Greg Accardo. Also, we'll put it in the show notes, but the LSU program, they can also Google LSU Professional Sales Institute and find it directly there. Find out more information, find out how to be involved, from corporate partners to students maybe looking to join a great program. Find that there. And again, Greg, thank you for coming on the show here, sharing so much value. And from my part here, thank you for everything you're doing with all of these students that you're impacting and transforming and helping them go out in the world and sell differently, which I appreciate as a customer and buyer. I want to deal with professionals, so I appreciate your part in sending students out there in the world with a little bit more experience and confidence.
Yeah, thank you for that, and thank you for having me. A lot of fun.
This has been a blast. I love these conversations. It's so fun because the more I do these and speak with someone like you, Greg, the more I'm just excited, the more notes I take, the more things I learn. So hopefully everyone tuning in, you're getting value from this. Just know that if you're here and there's a reason you found this episode, this podcast, maybe this video, even maybe a clip from here, then it's for a reason. Hopefully it's going to impact and change the way that you sell or run your business or grow your sales team, or maybe even as a buyer, understanding salespeople a little better and who you want to work with versus who you don't. So thank you for being a part of this, on this journey here to change the way sales is done, fill the world with authentic persuaders. And until then, thank you for this, and we'll catch you on the next episode series.